Gilligan's Island on Lunchtime Live.
Afternoon, we are on a mission to explore this gorgeous island of ours and everything it has to offer. So if you still have a weekend that's unaccounted for this summer, maybe you're looking for some inspiration, you don't want to bother getting on a flight, and for whatever reason you are thinking about holidaying in Ireland, I'm sure this next chat will get you in the mood for some travel. Today I'm talking to Peter Kavanagh from Motorhome Enthusiasts Ireland and also the owner of campingstuff.ie. Peter, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Andrea. Thanks for having me on.
I spoke to you on the show about two or three months ago, whenever I headed off in my Volkswagen California for the weekend camping in Ireland. Brilliant.
You had a fantastic time, by all accounts, Andrea.
I did. I was in Wicklow and I was in Battlebridge in Roscommon and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Honest to God, you can't find a better way to tour Ireland or to get in touch with Irish heritage. It's really, really lovely.
I will do it again. I will say one thing though. For me, it was like I was blessed on the weekend that we went. And for me, I think I'm a sunshine camper kind of person.
Yeah, and you know, that's very true. But for most people, what happens in your camper van is that you make the very best of the weather. And it's a curious thing because even on a dirty weekend here in Ireland, there's loads of drizzle and whatever, the campers wait for that hour of sunshine and you'll see them all getting out and making the absolute best of it. You see all the barbecues being turned on, the parasols popping up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Even on a wet weekend, it can be cracking.
Now, first of all, for people who are thinking of, you know what, maybe this is a way to holiday this year, loads of different options. You can either hire a motorhome to travel around yourself, or some places then obviously have the fixed motorhomes or caravans on site in certain campsites.
Yeah, I mean, for many years, Ireland has been the kind of poor relation in Europe in relation to the availability of good camping facilities. But we've actually caught up very quickly. What's happening is that, yes, there's more and more places and locations available to people. People are looking at the higher option. But to be honest, hiring can be pricey enough. I know your typical camper van, you know, for a week to hire can be a couple of thousand quid or something.
Right.
So we'd always look at the other options as well. Okay, how else do I get going at this?
Mm.
The main thing would be that you can do one of three things. You can build your own, believe it or not. A lot of people would take that on as a project.
I spoke to one or two people when I was at the campsites in River Valley and Battlebridge, and that's exactly what they did. They bought a van, cheap van, converted it themselves, had some experience in trade or got friends involved that they knew, and then applied for the special tax disc for it and converted it over as a camper van.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of COVID, an awful lot of people did that when we had to holiday essentially in Ireland. And what happened was that, as you say, guys who are handy, you know, electricians or whatever they might be, absolutely happy to convert a van. And you can buy a van and get it converted reasonably inexpensively.
Mm.
I say reasonably inexpensively, it's relative, of course, but you can probably get away from something 7,000 or 8,000 euro maybe to get started. And the key point of that is that whatever money you put into the camper van, the conversion, or a motorhome if you go buy in that direction, they don't lose their value very easily. They hold value for years and years and years. To give a little example, we ourselves recently sold our 6-year-old motorhome, which we bought in 2018, and we nearly got the exact same price
really,
we paid
yeah.
for
so
originally.
They hold value.
It's amazing. They hold value wonderfully. So it's a very good proposition. It's possible to get started from less than 10,000. And of course, the other side of it is you can spend up to your budget.
Yeah.
The California that you were in was seriously more than 10,000, I suspect.
Yeah, it's a fabulous, fabulous van. I saw other ones, you know, other people that were there. They were obviously huge motorhome enthusiasts and they were driving things. The only way I can describe it is from that movie, Meet the Fockers. These were literally like houses moving on wheels. They were pretty incredible.
Some of them are incredible. You know, once you get up into the 7-8 meter range, you know, you've got dedicated queen beds in the back of the van. You have lovely social areas. You've got the A class, which has the huge big front on it with the seats that turn around. They really are like a palace on wheels. But again, you are into serious budget stuff.
If you're looking at that.
Absolutely.
So you've been compiling a list for us, and we'll make sure to put all of this up on our social sites too for people. But for those thinking of trying camping for families, where are your recommendations, Peter?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing is there are a few different types of camping places you can go to. Families won't suit some of these places. So straight off, the families will be most suited to the full facility campsites, mm. the likes of the one you're down in River Valley, I think.
River Valley and Red Cross, yeah.
So the likes of those which are full featured and full facilities.
Sure, they had loads of activities and everything for
and in
all
fairness,
ages.
The kids, you've got to keep the kids busy. If the kids are happy, the parents are happy. It's that simple. You move on from that then to air style locations, which would be, you know, usually local authority sponsored, not much more than a car park, but with possibly water waste disposal, water available to you. Mm. See, most of the motorhomes and camper vans are pretty well self-contained and don't need an awful lot. So those areas would be number two. And then number three, which don't work at all for families, in my estimation, would be wild camping.
The wild camping.
Where we turn up just about everywhere
yeah.
and just try to keep out of people's noses.
Well, text in already on that listener making the point that the biggest issue with camper van holidays in Ireland is that height barrier at car parks that you
yeah,
often
and
that, see.
That's a fair criticism, Andrea. The one thing I would say is that we've been a bit behind continental Europe for quite some time, but Ireland is fantastic. We've an awful lot more to offer than the continent. So I'd encourage people to stay here in Ireland and spend here in Ireland. We are catching up. You know, we are catching up, definitely.
Yeah, we need more static trailers that are available to rent. They have them in other countries too, says this texter.
Yeah, and that's a fair comment, but a lot of the established campsites would have numerous mobile homes available
yeah.
to rent. That bit wouldn't worry me so much. But when we look at the motorhoming side of it, there were about 24,000 registered motorhomes in Ireland. It was last year. And one of the big cribs has always been, well, if we go somewhere, we don't feel welcome.
Mm.
But that's changed. Believe me, it's changed.
So tell us about the places that are welcoming people, Peter. And I know you were going to start with your list of places for families.
Yeah, well, very straightforward. The family side of it, there would be full facility campsites. They're generally preferred with lots to do for the kids. They are the more expensive option. They're about €40 per night for those kind of locations. They're larger sites, well organised and with lots of facilities. Everything you need for the ideal weekend, to be honest.
Mm.
Everything is available on site or close by. And believe it or not, even here in Ireland, there are adventure parks, zip lines, crazy golf, animal farms, bars and bistros, swimming pools even, pedalos and lots more.
Yeah, sure, I was go-karting myself in the middle of it.
Where
great.
Was that?
Down in River Valley.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It was brilliant crack.
No, brilliant, brilliant fun. So for families, yes, the examples we'd be looking at would be River Valley and Red Cross, the IOAC near Rosslare, which has all those zip lines and tree walks and all that kind of stuff. Fantastic altogether. Nore Valley down in Kilkenny, Westport House in Mayo, traditionally one of the real family favourites. And let's not forget Ferrybank Campsite in Wexford, which is only across the bridge from the town, has the swimming pool on site
yeah.
and is one, again, of the family favourites in the southeast.
Now, I didn't go with family. I went with friends when we went camping and we were trying to very much find a site that had, because we were first time doing it, toilet, shower facilities, but also as well, Peter, that had like a pub restaurant, because I wasn't bothered doing much cooking in the camper van, to be honest with you. So you've compiled a list of places that are really suitable, I suppose, livelier spots for people going with friends.
Absolutely. If young people particularly are out in their camper vans, the likes of the California that you were in, they'll find ideal places around Wicklow for lively weekends. And many of the larger towns and cities have camping spots close to all the action. Places like Carmack Valley here in Clondalkin. People say there's nothing in Dublin. There is. That's a cracking campsite.
Right.
And it's only just out on the bus route out to Clondalkin. It's within 30 minutes of the Three Arena. So it's very, very handy for all the events in Dublin. The new Air in Clonmel. We were only there last week. You've got the Keys pub next door to it. Baker's pub up the town. Lots of nice little eateries and traditional sessions going on all the time. The Air in Cove, again, you've got the full heritage centre down there. A handy spin in as far as Cork if you're interested.
Mm.
And then finally, one of the liveliest spots in the whole country is Carlingford. It's absolutely buzzing all the time.
Yeah, and
so
good,
it's ideal for friends.
Good camping facilities.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
You've put a more romantic list together for couples looking for a getaway, Peter.
Yeah, and it depends again on what kind of romance now you're into. But on this occasion,
in the middle of the woods.
What we've done is we've had a quick look, and for that getaway break with your loved one, there are lots of brilliant places and things to do. Heritage to discover, excellent walks, relaxation and quality time together. We'd look at places like Moneylands Farm in Arklow. They're slightly quieter. You won't find them as lively. The Tree Grove campsite down in Kilkenny. Norman View in Feathered. Strand Camping down in Doonbeg. Irish Park in West Cork. Or the Apple Farm in Kerr. They're just the ideal spot to go for quiet time. Time with, you know, the couple, with your partner, whatever it is, relax and enjoy the weekend. It won't be too hectic, but it's serious quality time.
Good. Listeners wondering about the campsites. Do many of the campsites now allow pets actually on site? Good question.
Yeah, Again, most of them do, to be fair about it, but pets have to be minded and kept on leads and that kind of thing. That's not unreasonable. Mm. In fact, one of the phenomenons happened in Ireland also recently is that pubs and restaurants are beginning to become pet friendly as well. So you can bring your pets not just on camp with you, but also up to town for your bit of food. And that's encouraging to see.
Yeah. Listener says, we converted a van into a camper just last summer. It was honestly the best thing that we've ever done. We've had brilliant adventures. Just pack up on a Friday. We head off. There's some brilliant spots around the country that we'd recommend to anybody. This listener says, asking about the shower and toilet facilities. What are they like on the campsites? It's the only thing that puts me off. They kind of depend, don't they? They're mixed. I had a mixed experience.
Absolutely.
With them.
And for the more expensive campsites where you are paying 40 or 50 a night, you will find good facilities. And they're generally top notch.
Okay.
Now you're looking at the top 10% maybe of camping facilities in the country.
Very clean, I have to say now, in the two that I was in. This listener says, how easy is it to get hold of a second-hand camper van? I've actually been really struggling to find one.
Yeah. Again, it depends very much on budget. But if you watch the online forums, the done deals, all that kind of stuff, what you'll notice is from time to time, good value comes up. But to be honest about it, you need a starting budget for a camper van or a motorhome, something in the region of 20,000 to get a decent, you know, maybe 15, 18 year old van, something like that. That's the kind of budget. The normal places online. Join motorhome groups. That's one of the advice
I've joined actually in advance of doing my camping trip, the Motorhome Enthusiasts Ireland on Facebook, and I found it very helpful.
Yeah,
there's lots of suggestions.
Lots
for people.
And lots of good camping buddies on there. Lots of good free advice.
Yeah.
Lots of sound advice in relation to buying vans or fixing them or doing whatever's necessary.
Have you a suggestion for this listener, Peter? They're wondering, would a family of four be too much for a standard camper? The kids are 12 and 10.
What tends to happen is that people with families will add an awning onto the side of the van. So they tend to buy maybe a blow-up awning, something like that. It gives them extra room. It's fair enough. I mean, and especially with early teenage kids, camper vans, and you can tell me your own experience from the California, they can be a wee bit cramped. So that's just one thing to be careful of.
You might need the thing on the side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to add on extra room.
Listener says, my favourite two campsites are in Portumna in Galway and Greignamana. Greignamana, have I that right?
Yeah, Portumna and Greignamana are two of the classic visiting places in Ireland. Portumna is just wonderful. Right beside the waterway there. Very, very busy. Not all that easy to get into. And they don't, as far as I know, they don't take online bookings or anything in advance. So that can be a wee bit tricky.
Okay.
Greignamana is the other one, which is...
Is this the hub?
The hub in Greignamana.
Quite a few people suggested that to me. I just didn't get there the weekend I went, on the list for the next
time. You know what the hub is all about is the community down there realised the necessity to get tourism into their town. Mm. The town was very quiet, go back 10 years or so. And local guys got involved on a committee, formed a little company and said, you know what, let's drive tourism into our town. So they opened up this hub, an activities hub, where you can do canoeing and all the usual outdoor pursuits. And then they said, you know what, we could park up some campers here. And it started off by paying a small amount of money, a tenner a night or something. I think it was to help with the mortgage or something is what it was for originally. But on the back of it, they discovered, you know what, this is a really attractive place for people to come.
Fair play to them. Great idea.
There's now 80 camper van spots down there and it's full almost all the time. They do have the advantage of online booking, which you can do in advance, which is a huge help.
You need to know before you set out
where you're going.
Where are your own personal favourites, Peter?
Well, number one there is the hub. I've spoken about it, so there's no need to mention it again. We absolutely love Dungarvan. Dungarvan's a lively town with super restaurants, great walks and good shopping right on the start of the Waterford Greenway. The air there has been developed by the local council, full credit to them again. And there are, 9, I think, official camping spots there. Can be tricky enough to get into, but one of our favourites, absolutely. Another of our favourites would be Banno Bay down in Wexford. Talk to Bernie down in Banno Bay. It really is the ultimate getaway to rural countryside and seaside beauty. I've never seen the like of it. You wake up on a quiet morning down there with the sun coming up. All you can hear are the sheep, the quietness of the countryside.
Yeah.
And you're right on the seaside also, so you can go swimming directly off the campsite. Absolutely beautiful. And then our final one that we visited last year, we were blown away with the stunning, stunning scenery down in Port Magee and Valentia Island in Kerry. Stunning scenery, absolutely stunning. And then with some surprisingly good stopovers. Out on Bray Head itself, there's a little park we came across with no height barriers. So it was wonderful. I said, there's a great place to park your camper.
Yeah.
Stunning now.
Joe makes the point, Rock Hill, Kerrykeel in County Donegal, great great ideas for campers as well. This texter too said, we also stayed in River Valley in some of the tree houses. The kids said it was the best holiday ever. Kids actually need very little to be entertained. The Clifton Eco Beach is the best. Another texter wondering, can you just park up somewhere like Glendalough? We're going away for the weekend to Wicklow at the end of next month.
Yeah, and indeed you can. The car park in Glendalough has a parking price on it, but yes, you can stay overnight. And even maybe a little bit prettier is to go on as far as Glenmalure and stay right beside the Glenmalure Lodge. They have a decent sized car park there. It will take maybe 10 or 12 campers. And all they ask is that you go inside into the Glenmalure Inn and have food and drink, and it's completely free. So that's another very good option.
That's another way to do it. Peter, you have a great list compiled for us of some of the best places to camp in Ireland for listeners. So we'll make sure to share that up on our socials too. And look, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme again today.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, Peter Cavanagh, of course, there from Motor Home Enthusiasts Ireland, and also too from the owner of campingstuff.ie. Thanks as well. He sent me in one of the little flasks. I don't camp, I glamp, which is... If only I had that from Glastonbury 2 weeks ago, it would have been absolutely fantastic. Peter, we'll chat to you again, though, on the programme, and thanks for joining us here today.
Gilligan's Island on Lunchtime Live.